Well, of course, we are delighted with the decision taken by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, although we feel that they could have gone a step further, because he is campaigning for a named political party, and he's doing his campaigns in the name of the political party and in the name of the president. Therefore, he is a fully fledged member of that political party, and he is a founder member. So the liability must accrue to the political party, not necessarily to him as an individual. So we feel that the ECZ should have gone a step further to ban the political party itself because of them allowing him to continue using hate speech to campaign for them. Because if the party was not liable, the party would have taken the step before ECZ by ensuring that they stop him. They even withdraw him from the campaign.
Yeah, but Thabo, you went ahead to report him to the police, citing this very hate speech. Some people are saying it's a step too far, and the police do not necessarily have the power to prosecute him.
That is a layman's argument. Hate speech is provided for in the laws of Zambia, and it is a criminal offense. It is prosecutable, and one is liable to imprisonment. And that is why when you go and report to the police have to take action in accordance with the law. So you cannot have an individual who continues to talk ill about a group of people in the country with impunity. This is how other foreign nations have ended up in turmoil because of leaving individuals to talk carelessly like he is. So we must avert any future calamities by ensuring that that hate speech he's spewing is not allowed to take its course in the country. We stop him in his tracks.
Some supporters of the Patriotic Front that I spoke with are of the opinion that because Dr. Chisimba Kambule has been so effective and nullified all your attacking points, policies you are expounding, that is why the UPND is hot and trying to bring him down. And they said it is unfortunate that the Electoral Commission of Zambia will take such a decision to ban him from campaigning. How do you respond to that?
Preposterous. There's nothing that he is attacking. This is a gentleman that is going to the public and telling the public that your lives are expensive because the UN has said the whole world, the cost of living is high. And even in London, the cost of millimeter is like this. And, you know, giving those kind of economic parameters that don't even make sense, they have nothing to tell the people. And that is why he has resorted going tribal, going hate speech, because he has nothing tangible to tell the people. This is a gentleman who not too long ago had so much spew and baggage to talk about the Patriotic Front. He insulted them day and night, and now he's back with them, and he doesn't know how to campaign for them. The best is for him to try and spew hatred towards us as a political party and towards the Tonga-speaking people in Zambia.
Thabo, some people are saying what Dr. Kambule said about the UPND, that it is predominantly dominated by Tonga people, is accurate, and that it is unfortunate that the UPND does not want to face up to the truth, and that is why you have been trying to silence him. Your response to that?
It is not true that it is predominant by Tonga-speaking people. UPND is a party with a national character. Tonga-speaking people only exist in the southern part of the country, but we're in all provinces of the country. Myself, I'm not from southern province, I'm from western province. Alliance partners are even from northern province. Our vice president is from northern province. The president himself is from southern province. The party chairperson is from another province. So how can they say we are dominated by southern province? It is because southern province is among our strongholds, which historically was a stronghold, because the party was literally born from there. But today, we don't have a specific stronghold. The entire country is a stronghold. And that is why we are winning these elections. And that is what is hurting them. Because everywhere Hakainde goes, the people react because they now feel it is time for change and they have accepted him. And all that tribal garbage and nonsense that they were throwing on him, the people of Zambia have said enough. We no longer believe in this. This is a true son of the soil, and we are all part of the party. And it has a national character, and that is why it is winning these elections.